Ah non, vous êtes...
Welcome to Mock the Geek. We're now on to episode 5. Good evening, I'm Fastbit, your host, and tonight we have another sachet of all things comedic, Sega, and Sonic. So joining me on our two teams tonight, we have regulars Archeng UK.
Hello.
Prolonged hello. Jay-Z.
Good evening.
On the other team, we've got Turbo.
Hi, I'm actually Speednux, actually, you know, it's like, apparently no one knows me, so, hi, I'm Speednux, how are you?
And alongside me is Vija.
Yellow.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Now on their team tonight, they have Spinnick.
Greetings from Canada.
Yeah, our first Canadian on the show. And on the other side, we have Ryo Nakage joining as a guest.
Hello, and deepest welcomes from San Diego, California.
That's American, I think.
Does everyone have it?
Does everyone from California
quickly allow that? California!
Actually, can I quickly ask Spinnick, is it raining like crazy there still?
It's, like, really gloomy out, but no.
Yeah, they've been trying to do the Canadian Grand Prix. And they're
trying.
They started it about four and a half hours ago, and they're about halfway.
Is the safety car still out doing its laps?
They stopped it for about 2 hours because it was just tipping it down. So it was funny that there was a Canadian. I just wanted to check what the weather was like. But yeah, also, Speednux, I really like your show, but it's not as good as Turbo's.
Oh well, you know, I am from Australia after all, you know, so. Yeah.
There's only so much you can do.
Is it late for you? Was it early?
It's quite early, actually. You know.
It's so late, it's
early. But I'm having orange juice with my toast.
Right, I think we'll move on to the first round after all that. And get acquainted with a round, which is the initials round. So, guys, there's an interesting one this week. What does NRWU stand for? And it's slightly E3 related, but what could NRWU stand for?
Is it Newton's Religion Worries Union?
is it since Sega are going back to the old days and starting to forget about all their characters now, is it what Rouge does for a job, and is it now Rouge works undressed?
This is going to be a close one this week.
Could it be a new port from Sega that the community has been taking not so much a very kind face towards, such as no one really wants Ulala's Cosmic Attack?
I don't know how many would agree with that. I think they want Ulala. Most people who play the games.
Perhaps we can finally get the truth of this. Is it, Phil, is this really how it works over at Emerald Coast? Is it, do you, to get things out, is it Nemain repeatedly whips Earth Arc?
Yeah, that's pretty right.
Is it new report on Wii Urinal?
Well, you say that. Sega have made a little game in the past to play with toilets.
That is actually close, because it's all about Robotnik. It's all about Dr. Eggman.
Going to the toilet.
Yeah, it's his new robot waste unit.
Get a load of this recycling!
Does he really scream, "Why did you make me sentient?"
Get a load of this!
Actually, I think this is actually more revealing about, you know, kind of like space and the planets. Is it new, round, and wider Uranus?
Well, it depends. If Robotnik sits on that toilet long enough, it might be a new round wide Uranus.
Change the fluctuation of gravity, yes.
speaking of backsides, Knight's romp, well understated.
Not by Diddy Valentine standards.
Trippy say what?
I can stick with Knights, actually, but for the various bizarre shippers out there,
well, the end seems to go for
no
Knights.
We are slash will, unfortunately.
Oh, come on! Oh no, bad image. Bad
Would it
image.
Be about Nintendo?
It's in the right area, I'd say. Yeah.
Well, I know what it is. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Nintendo reveals Wii U?
Yeah, it is correct. Yeah, absolutely. That is the answer.
Yeah.
Oh, damn you, John. I had two specifically about Nicole. Now you're just never going to hear them.
Oh, poor listeners. Yeah.
Thank God there wasn't an E, so we'd get something about Elise.
No, I won't do that because apparently the Elise's voice actress joined the Summer of Sonic group on Facebook.
Yeah, we don't want to offend her in case we have her as a guest next time.
Is that the same one I played Meg in Family Guy?
Is that her? I was wondering, because all these people were going, Elise, and I'm like, what?
If anyone wants to know what one of them, Nicole, one was Nicole rotated winning upskirt.
Oh my god.
I'm not gonna take all the other ones, so you've just gone now.
Extra points for you to guess it.
The person who actually asked if it's Deadpool related. Whoever that was.
You could have ignored it very easily.
Yeah. But no, he had to mention it.
You have to operate in the real world with your real answers.
Laws of real answers.
What a fact brought you? What a fact brought you? Nothing. Misery. That's what fact brought you.
Enough of the facts already.
Is real world unlivable?
Right, I think I'll have to give the points over to Vija Turbo Spinning for that first round, brief as it was. But yeah, points good to you to start with this time.
Hooray!
Oh, yeah. The tradition has been broken. Hey.
It has been broken.
Finally. Does this mean we're going to win?
this episode is going to be really short then.
Yes, this is going to be Mock the Geek Express this week, actually. Take it to go. Right, so let's move on to the next round, which is, if this is the answer, what is the question? And we've got three topics to choose from this week, which are sci-fi, E3, keeping in with the theme of the last week, and music as well. This week, I believe it's Turbo and Vija's chance to choose. Their team gets to say.
Last week I did get the choice. So
last week was it?
Handed over. Yeah. No,
you didn't correct me. Earlier.
Keep a bloody track of this. You some bullshit.
It's not that hard.
Notepad file.
It's Quizmaster fatigue. He doesn't know what's going on.
Alright, get on with it.
Get on with it.
No, JJ, what do you want?
Well, you know, it's such a hard choice. You know, I don't know. Kev,
sci-fi even in music. Let's say Let's say E3 for...
Yeah, okay.
Right. Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Well, last time we that subject for a year, so let's make the most of it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the answer for that category is IGN. So what would the question be?
They had nothing good to say about E3.
IGN proved to be a bunch of money-taking dickwads. Finally.
Complete the following sentence. Orance is bliss.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's initials for something. So, what does ignorance, gamifying, and nitwits resolve into?
Sonic fans.
into initials.
The answer's IG. What could have easily passed as a question for the previous round? IGN.
I would have been a tad easy, but.
Which website has the most video game related content but has never finished one?
Very plausible from previous. Yeah. Them too, yeah.
Which gaming website really needs to die?
Yeah.
Slowly and painfully, preferably.
What website reviewing video games is populated by no gamers at all? Because I've yet to see one of them play a game well. I don't understand why, but all of them every time they seem to pick up any video game automatically suck at it.
What has created the majority of content for all Sonic fan sites over the past 12 months?
Seriously?
That was mine.
Ooh.
If you took the actions of Activision and put it into journalism form, what organization do you get?
Oh snap!
What would you expect a misspelt sign to read?
What would you get if you had the Daily Star reporting on gaming news? Who stupidly mixed up the ing in every single word?
What was the guy on the Microsoft's Microsoft demo's reaction when his controller went out of sync?
Any knee-jerk reaction from messing up the demos? There's a slight hint, but
Who has
what
the emotional
very rare bird was spotted at E3?
Lesser spotted journalist sort of thing.
Which site has the emotional control of 4chan and the intellectual composition of a 14-year-old girl on Facebook?
Oh, wow, that's
bravo,
pretty good.
Bravo.
Very nice.
If you'd have said MySpace, you'd have actually won it.
What's the journalism kind of like equivalent to the Twilight universe?
Ooh, burn.
So they're all sparkle, sparkle. Yes. All sparkle and no bite.
Yes. Oh. Who were the only group that had horrible things to say about Sonic Generations? Because they seem to be the only failed gets able to hit the glitches.
Ooh, we're going along the right lines.
DSSS.
I've been a Josh, but it's actually close.
Who was the only group that suffered glitches during the review?
I just turned into one huge amalgamation of conversation there. say that again.
And you go, Kev.
After you.
No, after you.
You're one sound good, so.
Yeah.
Mine was just a fix of my previous one. I'd rather hear yours first. On you go, my friend.
Well, you can have what's journalistic code for whatever. or alternatively, what was the only who's? Because I've actually got the correct answer here, so I want you to hear yours first, JJ. What I think is the correct answer.
I think the thing is, mine is what I think is the correct answer as well. Oh no, okay. What do we do?
If I say it then there's a chance mine's wrong. Who's Sonic Generations demonstration went wrong live?
Yeah, that's E3. Pretty much it, yeah.
Yeah.
Showed a slight glitch on Escape from the City.
that's almost exactly word for word what I was about to say and what I said. Kev, you're scaring me. Stay out of my mind.
All the time.
In sync, we are a team. It's what happens to
you're
a team
one person.
It's what happens when you're a team that's there every week.
Oh snap!
Dang. I'm here for the lol support.
Every week, bang on time, not a problem. I was even here the week everyone else was at MCM. Hint, hint. I forgot that everyone was at MCM.
That's only
and I was
because
like,
you're in Scotland.
I was like, where is everyone? MCM. Oh yeah, fuck those guys.
Let's see you guys. We're getting home and we're gonna get this show. But yeah. Something like that. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. You guys up for another question from... Does he answer what is the question? Because that was a bit short there, I think.
Yeah.
I think maybe we give a second chance.
Yeah.
You seriously think that was short?
I'm going to say no, because that means you'd probably win this round.
And to be honest, the other two were pretty easy to get, I think.
All right. We should let me move on, but I suspect what we've got later on is going to be going on for a while, especially if we had anything like last week's beatbox round.
Oh, God.
God damn.
Oh, fuck, Hill Top Zone, basically, so. Not ever repeat.
Okay, guys, let's listen to Oh, fuck, Hill Top Zone.
Hill Top Zone. Sound like we're going on a nature walk or something. So at the top of the hilltop zone.
I think My Little Pony singing earlier actually was better.
Yeah, Internet 5 V'ger.
Have you just drawn up a little forfeit for yourself later if your questions don't quite right? Yeah.
See, is them singing My Little Pony a forfeit for them or for us?
Actually, it's meant to be one for them, but it could work the other way, I suppose.
We're on separate teams, so it's both forfeit, so we all lose.
I think if Phil starts singing about ponies, he should be subtracted points. Simply because he'll be making.
If he starts randomly shouting about ponies, he should probably be sectioned.
People have tried. Many have tried and failed.
He's insane.
He's a maniac.
He's a maniac
on the floor.
You guys are crazy.
No.
Be more specific. I'm crazy.
I remember when you lost your mind.
I had a mind to lose.
I was doing another song, but you didn't get it.
Sorry.
No, I don't. I'm so insane, I just don't notice.
Yeah, songs aren't at the forefront.
Insane in the memory.
Say that.
Pretty much.
All right. Well, if that's the case, then we're we'll let AUK, JZ, and Rio Nakage get the points on that round.
Whoop whoop.
Perhaps if we're running under, we'll go back and do just one for fun later. How about that?
Yeah. Well,
man, oh, this is like beatboxing, and I could beatbox your ass down.
Oh, bit of rivalry coming from the beatboxer now.
I reckon I'll probably get both of ours this week.
Yeah. Me and John will go head to head in an epic beatbox finale. Bring it on, Turbo.
These are the ones I reckon the guests should get. They should get this one. Yeah. No preemptive.
That's not Sonic.
Is this a
There we go. That's your intro there.
Da 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 da.
Right, well, while you prepare for that, we're going to go to a musical break. So here's a few tracks, sort of based off of last week's news.
Are you saying our music's not good enough, Graham?
I'm saying you need practice until you come and do your stage show later.
I mean, you've not even heard Phil try yet.
Yeah, I've been practicing this week.
I've heard the pony tracks. I'm good.
I want to hear more of the host beatboxing.
We would say that. We'll see where it goes this week first before any of that goes into play. So yeah, I want to see where the beatboxing goes. But yeah, we'll be right back after this short musical break. You're listening to Mock the Geek.
Wonder Man. He is a Mr. Wonder Man. something. Slamming door at 3 a.m. and it you scratch again and again, again and again and again and again, and it you scratch again and again. Mr. Wonder Man, he's a Mr. Wonder Man, Wonder Man, Wonder Man. He is a Mr. Wonder Man, he's a Mr. Wonder Man, Wonder Man, Wonder Man.
Welcome back to part two of Mock the Geek, episode 5. So, there's a gainer, one piece each, I think, in the last couple rounds there. So now we come back to second half, and the first round is happenings we'd like to hear. In other words, things that we'd like to happen, but probably never would happen. But our contestants will come up with some ideas. So the first scenario, as it were, is advice you didn't hear in Adventure of Sonic the Hedgehog's Sonic Says segments.
And now to explain the birds and the bees.
Hey, kids, drugs are bad.
Okay. Okay. Floating Mackie head going past. Sonic, what's that?
Rule 34, Sonic has the ground, because it all makes
sense. Hey, definitely didn't hear that on Sonic Says.
Hey, Sonic, let's go save the world, dude, for Rizzle. What?
Let's just go.
Let's just go. I've had enough. Let's just go.
Man, Mobius sure is boring. Yo, dog, that's just not the worst, son.
Oh, I saw that one. It's hilarious.
Gotta make way for you, chaotic, bro.
Yeah, man, we're gonna get some pie.
Sorry.
I say, we're going
now
to
tell you, you may have heard about this other animated series called Sonic the Hedgehog. I know you seem upset because you're not in it that much. Well, don't worry. People will remember you purely for this particular series.
Hey kids, cross-dressing is never the way to go sometimes. It can actually confuse a lot of people. I do it a lot, but of course, I'm only doing it for shits and giggles. Or am I?
Kids, never touch Robotnik's pingus.
Kids, in time you may come across this red plumber. He may want to talk to you about his plumber's mate.
Now we'll show the create the real superpower of teamwork.
I thought you were going to go with tea time then. Real power of tea time.
Teamwork, tea time, it's all the same.
Tea's up. Ah.
Kids, if your parents don't buy you my most recent game, they don't love you.
This Christmas.
It's quite hard trying to come up with ones, isn't it? Yeah.
There were some good scenes in there from the actual series.
Let's go out together.
Okay, I think we're moving to the next round, and if we're going to stick
I think I got one more.
You got one more? Bring it.
Sonic says, kids, remember, now that you know, and knowing is half the battle, go Joe.
G.I. Joe!
Alright, I'm good.
Right, well, I think I'm going to our next happening we'd like to hear, and that is things you'd never hear Yuji Naka say.
Connect.
Oh, shit, I just realised I've done what I do every week and why you couldn't hear me during that round.
Really?
Yes, I muted my mic.
Can we quit animals anymore? Oh, wait.
Can I quickly run through my happenings that I had for the last one since, you know, I died?
That's the biggest award for the trick.
I only had about three. Masturbation, are you getting your five a day? Excuse me, Tails. If you come over here, me and Sally will show you exactly what you need to learn. Oh, shit, I forgot the third one.
Actually, that would make a brilliant...
Yeah, that is like, oh
hey,
shit,
Tails,
I forgot.
Hey, Tails, I was gonna tell you something, but I've forgotten shit.
Sonic forgot. He didn't say, he just forgot.
But yes, I've really got to stop. I think I've done that in every show now, is like left my microphone.
Wait, hold the phone. Rory's just come online.
Rory's alive.
Wait, Rory's?
Rory Jocelyn.
Pingus of the week!
He's the hero!
Rory 1.0!
The original, they were all cloned from.
We should have a Rory off us at some point. Who is the real Rory?
Can you stand up? Please stand up.
Can you look at this lineup? Where I was and going, check out the real Rory wrestling for
at 0100-575 get a life. That's 0800-175 get a life. That way we'll know which Rory is the one. Thank you.
Also, by looking at his serial number. Don't ask where it is.
I'm right, Naka, yeah, I'm the real Naka. Every other Yuji Naka.
Oh.
So Naka says, yes, please stand
Jocelyn,
up.
I know who you are.
Oh, see, that would be the perfect moment at Summer Sonic, you know, if he goes up, if Sven goes up to Naka and goes, do you remember who I am? No.
I came up with the idea for Sonic the Hedgehog whilst I was drunk and high on drugs.
I was watching my hedgehog spin dry.
The hedgehog by beating someone to death with a hedgehog.
And then felt like they get away with it. But...
spines, they hurt!
I really hate the color blue.
Came up with Sonic 06, you deserve a promotion!
I programmed Sonic 06 while high on drugs.
Why are we sunsetting in Nakasan high on drugs? In these, I'm scared.
hold on. I got a good one to kind of like work on that. During the development time for Sonic Adventure, we traveled to South America, and we visited the ruins. While also there, we actually picked up some weed and some joints and had a good old high time.
And that's why Sonic Adventure is awesome. Give Sonic Team.
Cal was named after a very nimble prostitute.
Nimble and agile, perhaps too. Right, I think we call it.
The influence for Big the Cat was actually my cat being a lazy ass on my bed for the good year or so. So that's where I got the inspiration from.
Lots of animal abuse going on this week. Hedgehogs
and
in tumble dries.
The cat came from the idea after he had a diet.
Tails came from my personal hobby of genetic engineering.
It's like, Yuji Naka, what was your greatest achievement? Well, it was green lightning Takeshi Iizuka's idea for Shadow the Hedgehog. Oh.
Hey, it was a good idea, it's just poorly executed.
I tried to get into television with my fantastic idea for Takeshi Iizuka's castle.
Takeshi's castle.
It didn't take off, though.
Aww.
I came up with the idea for Knuckles after listening to some Ice Cube records and putting a cap in some bitch's ass.
Ultimately, everyone refused this idea and he became an echidna, but don't worry, I got my own back and made Shadow.
I came up for Ryu's whilst at the brothel.
Hi.
Mr. Well, Naka, what's your viewpoint on the Western gaming world? They're a bunch of shit-haters.
They're higher than we are.
Originally, I wanted to call it Pro.
I would have thought it would have gone that way.
I got the idea for Station Square while running in a square in a train station.
Mr. Naka, what are you doing? Tap, tap, tap.
Quit tapping me!
Yes, tap.
It is a future tapping game.
Future.
Can you tell me, Future Naka-san? Yes, just stop tapping me.
Only you buy my games.
You will buy my game now.
I was forced to go to Sonic Boom against my will, but I'm really looking forward to Summer of Sonic. Oh, sorry, I thought that was something you would hear him say.
Oh, yeah.
I need to translate it, yeah.
Sorry, my Japanese isn't that good.
I just love him to walk into Summer Sonic and just go, "Yeah, I did it! I did Sonic!"
My English may be bad, but it's not as worse as Shigeru Miyamoto's.
He can say a few words, then he has to switch to translator.
Yeah.
Boy, does he botch them up quite well.
Oh, that was entertaining.
I punched Mega Man in the face. Oh yeah, I went there.
Right. Okay, I'm playing dry.
Is it what, when asking him about his ideas for, you know, Knuckles and how he was going to take a theme song, what did they look for getting someone to write it? And he went, well, he told them to take his own personal theme song, which was "Here I Come, Programming the Best of Them, the Rest of Them Better Than Nintendo. You Can Call Me Yuji, and like Izuka, I don't shuffle, I'd rather flex my muscles."
Yeah, we're getting rapping in Summer of Sonic. Rapping Naka.
If Naka raps at Summer of Sonic, I would be so fucking happy.
We do have special performances.
It's a little known fact that Yuji Naka's our guest entry for the Rex Factor.
He was born on an island in the Pacific.
The blood of his ancestors is stored in the bottom of his shell.
Right, I think that's the end of that round, and I call the winners of that round are going to be AUK, Jay-Zeke, and Ryu Nakage.
Woohoo!
Boo!
Internet buzz for all!
I said woo! Woo! Yeah, there we go.
That wasn't the fat rolling from you, was it? The woo!
Nice little Futurama reference there.
John wins for obscure Futurama reference.
Futurama.
I heard him say woo! No, that's just the air coming out of his flaps.
Woo!
Woo! Woo!
Sorry, right, okay. Ken. I just...
Right, okay. I think we'll put you onto your beatbox round now. So, someone called Woo! Heads. I'm gonna flip my card and see who can go first this week.
I call Tails.
Alright, I'm gonna go with Tails for Jay-Z. It's Heads.
Fuck.
It's like the first time ever it's been Heads.
I think it's Heads last
It was bound to happen.
Everyone always
Tails never fails.
Tails fails, you must know that by now.
Tails never fails, he always comes back. Just like Sonic 2.
I remember that.
Tails is immortal.
Exactly, that's why you threw him at Badniks. Hey my friend, random player 2, go over there and hit that.
That tail should be an unlockable weapon in every single first person.
No, Tails should be, you know, his own Pokemon, kind of like species, and it's like, I choose you, Tails! It's like, oh no, he's got a Tails! Oh shit, I'm screwed!
every attack is a one-hit KO.
You better watch out, he's got a nice wrench.
It's a V-Gen anyway, Turbo. V-Gen Turbo get a pick then, so do you guys want to go first or second?
Well, it's Phil's decision there.
Oh god, I want to get this out of the way. Should we go first?
Alright, let's go first then.
Alright, who's first?
Nice.
Phil?
Shall I go just to get it out the way?
Go ahead.
That's usually what you like doing.
Pleasure, of course.
Yeah, I want to get it over and done with. Just let me listen to this for a second just so I can get it.
Alright, our music is off now, so everyone should be able to hear you crystal clearly, in much of the sense of the word.
Say that, but... Alright. Here goes nothing.
Max is surprised you don't actually remember that from memory. You know, I can.
Yeah, I can do it pretty much from memory, but I'd rather have it playing in the background to make sure I'm
playing. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Well, as right as I can get it. Okay, here goes. Dun, 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 dun. Please say you got it.
Yeah, from that you should be able to get it. This is for Rion O'Connor.
Let's got that.
Just for a point, remove the guy from the IRC because they're still in there.
Yeah. Yeah, we got into that round pretty quick. Well, that one's for Spinnick to guess, if we can get that.
Is it... I'm just gonna go out. I'm just gonna take a random guess and is it Sonic 3?
No.
And you've been practicing, you said.
I thought I'd have been your bet.
No, I
know,
you didn't.
I know what it is simply because it's one of the ones that I stupidly can't get out of my head.
I personally thought it was the theme tune from Airwolf.
If Spinnick can't get it, can it be passed over?
Sorry.
If Spinnick, yeah. If Spinnick can't get it, can pass it over.
The wrong games, that's a good start.
Well, I don't think Spinnick's there really, so no, he's already had a go, so yeah, I'll pass it over.
Is it Starlight Zone from Sonic 1?
It is indeed, yeah.
Yes!
Thank Yay! God. Finally, like being able to play the guitar, being able to play a musical instrument comes in useful.
That's really spot on. Hey, but yeah.
I'm sorry, that's the only Genesis game I haven't played.
Well, the original one. Right. Okay, well, this is what it sounds like for everyone at home. Okay, so yeah, that's what that sounded like. Anyway, so that leaves us on to Turbo to do your beatboxing track. And another one for spinning it to guess.
Radio!
Okay, so... Okay. Yeah.
Come on, save us from misery.
Let's get the awesome out there.
Do your thing.
You can stop me anytime.
Oh my god.
I think you got enough.
I got it.
The thing is, it's like, I know it, but I don't know the song name. Fuck.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead then.
Hmm?
Answer.
Yeah. Oh,
Spinnick
answer.
I know the song, I just don't know the name.
Do you know what game it's on?
If you get the game, then you get half a point.
Yeah.
Sonic 2?
No!
Oh. That's not even close. It's sort of close, but not.
Oh, wait, it's 3D Blast!
No!
Oh,
damn it.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, but what is it on 3D Blast?
Which is rather pity, because it's probably the hands over there.
It's the first one. It's the first level.
No, it's...
No.
No!
Handing that over. No,
just pass it, he's fucked it.
Yeah. That's your own team saying that.
Is it Sonic 3D Blast at all?
Yeah, I can't go on.
Yeah, but what's the level? Go on.
What, I don't care about that. It's half a point.
Well, apparently your guest teammate probably answers or knows.
Yeah, I know. It's Twinkle Park.
Wrong.
From Sonic 3D.
What? No, I mean...
yeah. What?
I remember that secret Twinkle Park level from Sonic 3D. It was awesome.
Shit.
You've kind of put half of them together.
Rio, I actually know why you. I know why you said Twinkle Park. Then.
It's the circuit, Twinkle Park circuit. Sorry.
I know that's. I know why you said it because it does sound a bit like that.
Mm.
They are the same song.
That's the only thing I thought it was.
It's Junsen Ai at his best because he did the soundtrack for both 3D Blasts on the Mega Drive and Sonic Adventure as well. So yes,
but
wrong to say Twinkle Park.
Yeah.
Or Twinkle, anyway.
Oh, hand on over, yeah.
What is it?
Pretty much. You kind of got both ends of it.
Can we hand it over to Jog? Because he'll get the
reveal the answer. Reveal the answer, because I can't be not bothered.
Well, yeah, the answer is...
John, tell us what it is. I'm done with it.
It's Sonic 3D Panic Puppet Zone, Act 1.
Ah, crap.
But it also could be Twinkle Park, the first portion of that level, at least, anyway, because it was redone for Sonic Adventure. But no one kind of guessed, but they guessed half of the answer.
It could also be the first part of that could also be popcorn by Hot Butter.
Maybe. Or maybe not.
Very good as usual, John.
I thought not sure, but the guesses were
just not enough to save us.
Although my awesomeness was not gathered in great bundles, which I am very ashamed.
This is what it sounds like, or should have sounded like.
Another practice and hopefully remember to unmute it.
So you want me to do mine first, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, look then, in your own time.
Right. I'm actually having to listen to the. I'm actually, even though I know it full well, I'm actually having to listen to the music because there's several changes.
Am I the only person who doesn't listen to the fucking music beforehand?
Yeah. I wouldn't have to. I wouldn't have to if it wasn't for the fact that the bit that will actually identify it is like quite late on in the intro. Much like yours, John, the actual clue to what it is.
Yeah, the actual melody
very
late
on.
Which
is a pain in the ass. Okay, ready for this? Because I'm not.
Wait in your own time and as much time as you need.
Okay, ready? And if you can't get it from bloody man.
To be honest, I was half expecting you to collapse just out of being
the clue is the last bit.
Like, okay. Only the last bit is recognisable.
So if that's for Leo and Akage to guess. If he wants to. Rio.
Can I do the last bit again?
Is he there? Rio? Rio no Akage?
Rio.
Do
it by default of losing a guest.
Oh, don't tell me the guess is dead.
Sorry. Here I am. Sorry. Oh, had my mic.
You did hear that, because otherwise Air UK is going to have to pass out if he does it again.
I've infected my teammates, and now they're making the same mistake as me.
Sorry. If you make me do that again, I will just say
no. I heard you, and I know the song. It's just I don't remember where it's from.
Oh my god!
Well, what's the name of the song?
Or the game?
No, I mean, I know the song, I can sing in my head, I don't know the freaking title or where it's...
So what's the game? What? Yeah, half a point for a game.
Okay. When you're supersonic racing. Oh, that is...
Yes.
Sonic.
And what game's it from? What game is it from?
Is it?
Think before you open...
Yes, yes. Sorry, I'm guessing it's Sonic Rivals.
What?
Is it Rivals?
What?
John? No, John.
Are we allowed to kill our own teammate? Just, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think he said Rivals, so he's wrong. So yeah. Let's put it to Spinnick, so we can have a part.
Open forum.
Is it?
Yeah.
Even if you had Sonic, that'd be half close. I think I'll give half a point of that and just call it a quiz, because you guys know what it is from already.
Oh, shoot.
Well, Spinnick knows the game. What's the game?
It's Sonic R.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yay. Ah, shit.
No, see, you didn't know! Even you say, you cheating little... you know.
I told you.
He knew the song. Yeah. Sonic R.
It sounded like
Rivals. It was just going Sonic.
It sounded like this.
The cringe.
To be fair, there are lots of Sonic games out that begin with Sonic.
Yes, but there's only one that's called Sonic.
Is there a game called Sonic Insert Dog Noise here?
That was released on the Gamecom.
That's wrong.
It's the sound you made when you tried to play it.
Outside of that, the warehouse the nearest you'll get.
Again.
I think that was the alternate title for Sonic 06, Sonic Grrrr.
I mean, technically, but for half of these, you could say All-Stars Racing.
Yeah, but I mean, I think this is first appearance.
Yeah,
that's very good. Yeah, compilations
don't
count.
Unless there's something...
That's like honestly Sonic Jam for, like, you know, the first four Sonic games, you know, because that just covers everything then.
Yeah.
What was that, Rio? What was that? Super Sonic Racing from Sonic R. Yeah, that's correct. Thank you. Move on.
Yeah.
Right. Don't you be trying to weasel out of this, Kevin Eva.
I'm trying to use the ability of editing later on.
Oh, I see what you're doing, yeah.
JJ, are you ready for the love of God?
Are you ready for love and God? Because you're going to need it for the beatboxing.
I'm about as ready as I get. Which is mildly panicky, shivering, and about to be sick. So yeah, I guess I'm ready.
Well, bring it to the end.
More else before going on stage. Oh dear, here we go. Oh fuck.
Has more alcohol.
That is a fantastic idea.
Can I have some alcohol?
Excuse me a moment.
Yes, you may.
Delicious.
It always is.
It always is. Right, have I got this turned down so I can play in the background, even though I don't really should... Nah, fuck it. Oh, fuck. Panic.
That was Panic Captain Zone. We already had that one.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, did you already get that one? Mm-hmm. Do 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 Running out of breath now. I don't think I can carry on long.
You must get it from that.
I wanted to join in there. That was great, JJ.
Let's have a sing along. Okay, Ryo Nakage, any ideas?
I like all the other songs. I can go through it in my head. Can go through the rest of the melody? No, I do not know what that is.
Any other game?
Can I answer? Please.
Let Spinnick answer because he knows where it is.
Wait, yeah. Out of curiosity, people actually know what mine is? Holy shit! This is a day
even
for
I recognize that.
Yeah.
If I was on the opposite side, I would have got it. So.
To be honest, I've been humming this for the half my week.
So, can I answer?
I don't think Rio's got it, so yeah. Round over.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it Mushroom Hill Zone in Sonic & Knuckles?
That's not.
Can we have another try?
No! You already shamed me once. It's not going to happen again.
So much pride going on now. Anyone knows.
Phil, answer it, because, you know, spin it, you fail miserably.
If Phil answers it correctly, I only think he should get half a point, since they already had a wrong guess.
Oh, shut up.
Spring Yard Zone, Sonic 1.
Yeah.
Which one?
Sonic 1, Mega Drive.
Yes, it was.
I thought it was. All right, we'll have to pull something.
Someone got it right. Got it right. Yay.
Pretty much, yeah. It's not a lost round at all. No, it is a unique one. We'll leave it at that. I think really, after last week as well.
Yeah. What we've determined this week is our guests suck at guessing lyrics. No offense to you guys.
It should just bring on.
Go and listen to more Sonic music.
I have
2,300
songs.
Yeah. That too. Indeed. Well, this is how that should have sounded.
I think actually both sides lost that.
Yeah.
It was a bit like last week. Yeah. Sounded like...
right there, and we were selling the failed answers right there, you know. It's fantastic.
Right, so I think that's it for another week of Mock the Geek. Got one more episode before Summer of Sonic, and then it's the big weekend, I believe.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, we forget something.
Just as a point for next
show. Week.
Yeah.
I didn't say I was finished yet.
No, I'm quite happy not hearing.
Yeah, I don't care either. I could just have the same philosophy as I do with Sonic 06. It never happened!
Technically, it did not.
Nothing bad happened!
Well, I'll put you out of your misery then. For this week, then, yes. AUK, JZ, and Ryo Nakage won.
Yay! Even with my epic fails.
So how many is that now, Kev?
It's free to us. One, two, what I'm now going to refer to as Beej's team.
It's four cars, I believe now. 4-1 it is.
No. It's free. It's free to us.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. It's great.
Team Beej and one to the host.
Yes, that's right. Graham won last week. That's right. Unanimous. I forgot.
How do they think of what it was last week?
In a competition between two teams, Phil's team is currently joint second.
It would appear so, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm not really helping this team a lot, aren't I?
Oh, that's okay.
You're doing good. It's just we had a little difficulty of our teammates.
As in you're captain.
Well, yes, that's me. I'm always a problem.
Yeah. I'm a problem.
Have you put Rory's photo on the side of milk cartons yet?
No, I'm holding off on that for now.
Well, they're on TV monitors in the Green Hill Zone, probably, as they are on the show, sort of in artwork. So,
wait, does that mean if you break one of those open, you get an extra life as Rory?
Get an extra Rory.
No, just get an extra Rory.
I give it back.
How good would that be as a weapon? You've gained a Roris. The Roris just runs up to random enemies. Ping us!
Then they explode.
Dear God, Roris evolving.
Yeah, aye. That's what I thought. His special attack is the foghorn. And it's like
chaos. The chaos foghorn. Introducing Lyle the Bear as his extra special best friend tag along partner.
Yeah, his assist trophy, Lionel the Bear.
Lyle the Bear. Oh wait, no, it's a new theme song now. Never mind. Shit.
Oh dear.
Mark the Geek.
Mark the Geek.
Mark the Geek. Mark the Geek. Mark the Geek. Mark the Geek.
Yeah, we did plenty of that at Summer Sonic.
Mark the Geek, Mark the Geek, Mark the Geek!
I think I get a bit of market for what we're trying to do. Right, well, I think we'll call it that for another week. We'll be back for one more show before Summer Sonic. All the regulars here, the new regular, and a couple more guests. So, yeah, we'll see if the Vija's team and Turbo can claw back another win next week and try and close the gap, as it were.
Yeah,
we want
Turbo
on our side.
Maybe we'll mix it up after Summer Sonic. Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows? Fingers.
Swart Scotsman. It can make wonders.
Yeah, you can. Right. Well, it's goodbye from me, Fast Feet, and it's goodbye from the guests. We'll see you again in a week's time.
Bye.
See ya.
Later.
Bye. Thank you.